And it's good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 14th, 2021. We've got 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. So if you happen to be walking on the beach or on the Long Beach Peninsula, somewhere near the ocean today, probably going to be a bit windy. That's nothing new, but just be prepared if you go out on the beach. North winds 20 to 25 knots, wind waves from the north 5 feet at 6 seconds apart. That's close. That's probably going to make for choppy conditions. West swells 4 feet at 9 seconds apart. And part of the forecast is that, again, that cautionary note we've seen all week so far, seas will likely be steep and choppy at times due to wind-dominated seas. So when the local wind waves are so close together, with that short wave period of 6 seconds, 5 feet up and down every 6 seconds, that can make for choppy conditions out there on the water. And we do have the north winds and the west swells. So there's those two forces, the predominant forces that act on our waters, are coming at 90 degree angles to one another. So that could result in a little bit of choppy. Confused seas is such a great term for that sort of thing, where the forces are just acting against one another and creating some slop out there, so to speak. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about infrastructure. There's quite a situation happening right now on the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee, where a bridge over the Columbia, I-40, a big major highway, has a big crack. In fact, it just looks like a structural break if you've seen pictures of it. Has closed the bridge and has halted ship traffic on the Mississippi River. That is a big deal. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 7 inbounders, 10 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. So a little overview of our ship traffic today. Almost all bulk carriers. We have a petroleum tanker and a couple of car carriers, and I believe everybody else is dry bulk cargoes, which is kind of typical, but it's just interesting to zoom out and look at that. That is our bread and butter in terms of ships on the river, is dry mineral raw material cargoes being exported. That is primarily what we handle here. We're a big export region of raw materials. So we send raw materials overseas. In the case of cargoes like soda ash, it goes over to Asia and comes. One of the ways it comes back to us is in the form of cars, because it's used to make automotive glass. That's an example of how our raw materials go out, and they come back to us in the form of manufactured goods. So we have the Belle Cargo. She's our first arrival this morning. She will probably pass Astoria around 10 a.m., headed for the Astoria anchorage. So she's going to stop in the waters off the downtown waterfront. She's going upriver eventually to pick up wheat. She's arriving from Long Beach, California. The Royal Harmony is arriving from Sacramento, California, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She ought to be there at about 1 p.m., She's another wheat carrier. Eventually, she'll pick that cargo up upriver. The Libra Leader is a car carrier with Toyotas on board, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and be in the Vancouver anchorage at about 7:30 p.m. or the port of Vancouver, maybe. No, actually, she's Toyota, so she's going to the port of Portland. It's the Subarus that go to Vancouver. So that's pretty much the breakdown. We have Toyotas and Hondas that go to the port of Portland, and the Subarus go to the port of Vancouver. So the Libra Leader will pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and be in the port of Portland at about 7:30 this evening. The ANSAC Wyoming is American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Vancouver anchorage, but she'll eventually be at the port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll pass us about 7 p.m. in Astoria inbound and get to the Vancouver anchorage in the river between Portland and Vancouver at about 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Sunleaf Grace is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 7:30 p.m. today, and she is a wheat carrier going upriver to pick up that cargo, so she's light coming in. You'll see her sitting high in the water, as are almost all the vessels that ever sit in our anchorage are coming in without cargo and going upriver to get it. So they sit very high in the water, and you see a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing. The IVS Naruo is arriving from offshore. She's headed for Portland to pick up wheat, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m., and in Portland, her berth at about 1:30 a.m. tomorrow. The Saldana Bay is arriving from Seattle, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going to be picking up petcoke at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. You'll see her in the Longview anchorage at about 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, it looks like. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the TN Dawn. She is headed up to Rainier, left about 8 o'clock, be there at about 11:30. The Serenity is headed up to the port of Longview to pick up wheat, leaving around 1:30. She's in the Rice Island anchorage right now. She'll leave around 1:30 and get there at about 5 p.m. The Melbourne Spirit is headed for Kalama, leaving at about 2 p.m. from Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat in Kalama. She'll get there at about 7 p.m. The Royal Harmony is leaving the Astoria anchorage, headed for Kalama's anchorage. Sometimes ships hop from one anchorage to another just to get closer to their berth. She's a wheat ship. She will leave about 5 p.m. and get to Kalama at about 10 p.m., so about 5 hours upriver. Well, let's talk about infrastructure. Let's talk about, talk about things grinding to a halt. This is a Coast Guard press release that came into my mailbox, my email earlier this week. Let me just read it to you. The Coast Guard issued a waterway restriction to all vessel traffic on the lower Mississippi River Tuesday near the I-40 bridge in Memphis, Tennessee. The waterway restriction closes the river to all vessel traffic between mile marker 736 and mile marker 737 on the lower Mississippi River and was put into place due to a crack discovered by the Arkansas Department of Transportation on the I-40 bridge near the center span. There are currently 16 vessels with a total of 229 barges in the queue. That means they're waiting, and that was Tuesday. There's probably more, but we'll talk about what that means in terms of other forms of transportation to get that moved around what is now a choke point that is blocked. The Coast Guard is currently working with the Arkansas Department of Transportation, Tennessee Department of Transportation, river industry stakeholders in this developing situation, said Captain Ryan Rhodes, captain of the Port of Memphis. Based on the current information available, we have closed a portion of the lower Mississippi River out of an abundance of caution. Now, if you've seen any of the pictures, I saw a picture that was posted by news media of that crack, and it looks like a structural break in a weight-bearing portion of the bridge. So here we have a major highway closed. We have a major waterway closed, and this is because of failing infrastructure. So when you hear about bills being proposed at the federal level for infrastructure, it's to fix things like this. And when you see a major bridge like this simply breaking, that's a sign that we need some help with our infrastructure. Infrastructure is defined as the basic facilities, services, and installations needed for the functioning of a community or a society. So fixing this rapidly, which probably won't happen, by the way. It could take months to fix this. Fixing this is for the general public good. A little bit about the, 229 barges. That translates to 100, so one, that translates to one truck alone, one barge, the barges that are waiting, the 229 barges that are waiting. If you average them between the quantity, the capacity for ones that carry, say, gasoline, liquid, and dry cargo, we're looking at about 23,358 trucks it would require to move all of those 229 barges. Now, how they're going to get across the Mississippi River with that bridge, that major bridge broken. So you just sort of get an idea of the infrastructure problem and the fact that you can't just bring 23,000 trucks out of nowhere to handle this. So the traffic is going to continue to back up on the river and they're going to figure it out as quickly as they can, but it's not going to be an easy fix. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.